Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 15, 1806. Forming Camp Chepunish. Today marks the two-year anniversary of the Corps' departure from St. Louis. Well, 2 years and one day, to be exact. Yesterday, May 14, the party crossed from the south to the north side of the Clearwater River and formed a camp. They will camp here until June 10, making their stay here longer than any place except for the winter camps at Fort Mandan and Fort Clatsop. They will make a couple attempts to proceed on before June 10, but the snow in the mountains will drive them back. Captain Lewis writes today about the grizzly bear in the area.
This morning, early, Reuben Fields, in searching for his horse, saw a large bear at no great distance from camp. Several men went in pursuit of the bear. They followed his trail a considerable distance, but could not come up with him. Labiche and Shannon set out with a view to establish a hunting camp, and continuing several days, two others accompanied them in order to bring in the three bears, which Labiche had killed. Dreer and Cruzat were sent up the river. Shields, Reuben Fields, and Willard hunted in the hills near the camp. They returned in the evening with a few pheasants only and reported there was much late appearance of bear, but believed they had gone off to a greater distance. We had our baggage better secured under a good shelter formed of grass. We also strengthened our little fortification with pine poles and brush, and the party formed themselves very comfortable with tents, with willow poles and grass in the form of an awning of a wagon. These were made perfectly secure as well as from the heat of the sun as from the rain. We had a bower constructed for ourselves under which we set by day and sleep under the part of an old sail. Now our only tent is the leather lodge that has become rotten and unfit for use. About noon, the sun shines with intense heat in the bottoms of the river. The air on the top of the river, hills or high plains, forms a distinct climate. The air is much colder, and vegetation is not as forward by at least 15 or perhaps 20 days. The rains which fall in the river bottoms are snows on the plain. At the distance of 15 miles from the river, and on the eastern border of this plain, the Rocky Mountains commence and present us with winter in its utmost extreme. The snow is as yet many feet deep, even near the base of these mountains. Here we have summer, spring, and winter within a short space of 15 or 20 miles. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 15, 1806.
Early journal editor Elliot Cowes suggested the name of this camp be Camp Chepunish, now generally accepted in the literature. The site is in Idaho County, Idaho, near the eastern boundary of the present-day Nez Perce Reservation on the east or north bank of the Clearwater River. At this spot, the Indians had left a circular pit, 30 feet in diameter and 4 feet deep, which the party used for storage. This pit was still visible in 1902 when Olin D. Wheeler photographed it. It has since been destroyed by the construction of a sawmill. Tomorrow, more grizzlies.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.